Greetings, my friend. It's a rare occasion that I get to talk to a human. But it's an opportunity I don't want to miss. How should we do this? You can relax. Take a seat on one of the benches or those concrete stools, if you're not already sitting. I can't tell. I obviously don't have eyes. I have been here for way longer than I can remember. But I will tell you this. The last time I spoke to a human was when I was just a mere sapling. The times have changed since then. Did you know that this place used to be a monastery? The corridors that are now full of laughter and lively conversations were once quiet and modest, walls stripped bare of any earthly concerns and desires. I'm not sure who put me in this soil, but the humans who used to reside here took care of me and watered my roots. I don't remember their faces. Once again, I don't have eyes, nor do I know any of their names. But there was one little human that stuck out to me. The little nun, I named her. She was full of youth, a free spirit, with a strong, undefeatable character. Every day she would come and speak to someone by my side, telling them her thoughts and secrets. But as the time went by, she started talking to me instead. For humans, that sounds silly, but we truly do listen. I knew her favorite color, her favorite season, all her joys and worries that she shared with me. Sometimes I wish I could talk back to her, but I think she could understand me without any words. My branches tell a story of their own. When was the last time you talked to a tree? Had a conversation with someone in the shadows of our thick green limbs? Closely listened to what we have to say. The sound of the wind brushing past my leaves. The whisper of the bugs crawling on my bark. The crunch of animals stepping on the twigs laying on the ground. The little nun listened to the sounds around her, but so can you. We plants are way more talkative than you might think. Unfortunately, even the most resilient of branches break. A little rain would fall upon my roots from time to time, not quite as strong as the one that comes from the skies, but one that made me worry about my little friend. The little nun was sad, and as all sad beings, she cried, her tears swallowed by the ground, going down straight to my roots. Her bright being, like the sun itself, slowly dimmed, and I could only stand there helplessly, listening. She told me about her sisters, about the loneliness she felt in the monastery, and how much she missed her family. Perhaps if other nuns were a little kinder to her, she wouldn't have shed those tears under my branches. Before I knew it, I was trying to reach out to her, my roots longing to come forward, above the ground. I wanted to cheer her up, but no matter how hard I tried, I never managed to bridge that final layer of soil. Sooner or later, the little nun stopped coming around, and I was left there standing, all alone, waiting for someone to listen. Think about your feet touching the ground, how your entire being is connected to our earth. Can you feel my roots reaching out to you, like they reached out to the little nun a century ago? A lot of things have changed since then. I am now taller, wider, and so much older than I used to be. I've also met a lot of new friends. Plants, trees, flowers, animals, and even people. The place where most of my friends reside is now called the Community Garden. So what do you know about our Community Garden? Did you know that we plants also have names? Just like you humans do? The nature surrounding the original building grew and developed, but so did its surroundings as well. From a quiet sanctuary to host the people of virtue, it grew into a whole new being, a place of knowledge. With two new buildings, this place is now something that people call a university. And the community garden is a place where you can come to rest. Connect with our roots, connect with nature. Humans grow herbs and vegetables here. They work hard on keeping the greenery alive. Should we take a look at their hard work? You can walk down the path towards the wooden fence. Once you are close to the community garden, scan the next QR code to continue your journey.